And now for our story. Mary is slowly getting well, but she seems definitely to be on the road to recovery. When we left our story yesterday, Max and Dr. Benson were both determined to track down to its source the cause of this strange sickness that struck Mary down so suddenly. Dr. Benson believes the Stratford Springs to be poisonous. Max, however, believes the bottling works to be at fault and is not yet ready to accept Dr. Benson's suspicions. Meantime, Danny Stratford has his ideas on the situation. And our scene today opens at Danny's house, where we find Phyllis busying herself with the vacuum cleaner while Danny nervously paces the floor.
Danny, why don't you go out?
Huh?
Why don't you go out? Honey, you make me nervous. I never can clean the house when you're around.
Oh, all right. I'll go out. Oh, but there's no place to go.
Hand me that throw rug, will you, dear? Look, why don't you go take a walk in the park?
Because I've worn a ring around the benches already taking a walk in the park.
Oh, honey, you can't go on this way.
Huh? Oh, I know it.
And I've had to let the house go so while Mary's been ill.
Oh, all right. I'll get out.
Oh, Danny. Is everything all right?
No. Oh, don't worry, Smith. I'm all right.
You do worry me sometimes, Dan.
Okay, Snugger Fugger. I'll behave.
If I can do anything.
No, darling. It isn't you. It's, well, I'm just restless, lazy.
I know, Dan.
Oh, of all the luck. Just when I had the chance to go places, this had to happen to me. Did you ever notice? Some people get all the bad luck. Yeah, I'm one of them.
Oh, Danny, I believe in you. And I don't want to hear you condemn yourself that way. You're a grand husband.
You think so now? Say, Phyllis, you ought to have seen me in Chicago. You ought to have seen me with all those big men. Why, Phyllis, I sold them that big order of Stratford water like I was used to the business. Well, they even asked me to go with them on a party that night.
Why, Danny, I thought you said you didn't go to any parties while you were in Chicago.
It wasn't that. You know, I had to take a few drinks up in the hotel with a couple of men. Oh, you know, and they liked me. Really, they did. They said, look here, Danny. You're our style, just our type. The kind of a fellow that has it on the ball. You know merchandise, and you know how to sell it. What do you think of that?
Why, I'd say it's awfully nice that they respect you like that.
Oh, I'll say they do. And then I get back in town and find that, well, my whole order is killed. Made me look like a rummy there in Chicago. You know, that doesn't do a man any good. I come back here and find the bottling work standing stock still. That's bad business. Gee, I can't get any place with a firm like this.
Why, Danny, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Hmm?
Think of what Mary's gone through the past couple of weeks. Almost dying.
Hmm.
And Max, think of him. Why, don't you think Mary's life was more important to him than any order of spring water?
Oh, sure. Sure, you're right, Phyllis. Yeah, I guess I act a little selfish about this, but... Well, it's the first big break I've ever had, Phyllis. And it was all on my own. Well, it's just kind of hard to take.
Honey, you'll get other breaks, other orders, and bigger ones. I believe in you.
You're wonderful. You're worth more than all the spring water in the world. Say, Phyllis, you know, it's awfully funny about that spring getting poisoned.
Mm-hmm, it is. Oh, but we mustn't endanger any more lives.
I drank that water and didn't get sick. I don't think it's poisonous at all.
But, Danny, don't you try to talk anybody into using it.
I still don't think it's poisonous. And I don't see any use of Doc Benson putting a ban on using it.
But, Danny, what if somebody else drank it and the same thing happened to them that happened to Mary? Would you want that?
Oh, no, of course not. The doc was right, I guess. He says not to drink it until he's analyzed it more thoroughly. But, Phyllis, if that spring water is poisonous, I'm a dead catfish. Now, look, there are other ways it might get that way.
Oh, Danny, please don't get any more ideas like that.
What's wrong with that idea? Can't I investigate this thing as well as Doc Benson? That's it. Just the idea. I'll go find out. maybe we can still sell that big order of water in Chicago.
Sulfuric acid. Ouch. Boy, does that stuff burn. Can't eat. Let's see now. That'll give me the chemical reaction I want. Good, good. I know I was right then. Now, if this next reaction is right.
Oh, Dr. Benson.
Strange case, this. My suspicions are well founded. We shall see what we shall see.
What's this? You're talking to yourself again, Dr. Benson.
Yeah, so I am. Did you know, my dear Miller, that the frontal lobe of the cranium seems to work more rapidly to motivate the vocal and visual nerves, which in turn bring about a spasmodic reaction of the eye and throat muscles to cause peculiar noises to emit from the mouth, mm-hmm. and strange movements to rotate the eyes when the subject is highly excited or laboring under great stress of some rest emotion?
I still don't know why you talk to yourself when you work here in the laboratory.
All that for nothing. That's what I was telling you, Miller. That I seem to think and see better when I'm working out exciting formulas if I talk to myself.
Well, it's highly annoying, you know. Of course, nobody but you can hear yourself in here.
Then you really think I ought to stop it?
Stop what?
Stop working in my laboratory.
Oh, no, doctor. Not that. I just think you ought to stop talking to yourself. If you don't mind my saying so.
Oh, not at all. But if I stop talking to myself, I'll have to stop working in my laboratory.
I don't see why.
Oh, of course. The talking is part of my work. I think that way.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have said anything.
Oh, not at all. I'm glad you came in. Say, I got something to show you.
Yes?
Ever see this bottle before?
No, I don't know if I have.
Read the label on it.
Stratford Springs Water. The health-giving waters from the famous old Indian springs of Saunders. A new product which is bottled directly from these famous old springs. Guaranteed to be absolutely pure and healthful. Why, that's the water that Mary Southern drank.
The same. Not only the water, but the very bottle from which she drank.
It's almost full.
Of course. The only drink taken out of that bottle was the one Mary drank just before she fell at the bottling works unconscious.
Oh, how terrible. What have you got it here for? I thought you had it all of that destroyed. Dr. Benson, that water's dangerous.
That's what I'm trying to find out here. See these other bottles?
Why, they're just the same, but unbroken.
That's right. They're still capped. They're all from the same case as this lethal bottle that was opened.
I thought, Dr. Benson, that... Well, I thought you knew what had caused Mrs. Southern's illness.
I knew it was poison from the contents of her stomach. But I can only surmise it was from the water. I hadn't time to analyze this particular bottle, nor the others in the same case with it.
Then you hope to find out here if what you've guessed is true.
You said it, Miller. Not only that, but this analysis will determine several other questions. Among them, whether we can go on with the Stratford Springs Corporation and the building of the new hotel.
You don't mean this might stop everything?
I'm afraid so, Miller. Oh. Without the spring water, there can be no hotel. Not one with 1,000 rooms. This town can hardly support Daddy Stratford's old hotel and its own business. But another one, a big one, would... be entirely dependent upon the health benefits we can establish here as a result of the springs water. No springy, no hotel-y.
Then everything here pretty much depends upon the success of these springs.
Even your job does.
Well, what do you mean, Dr. Benson? Oh, you're just kidding.
Not a bit. The means to keep open this clinic must come from the money to be made from the springs water. If the springs don't pay, the clinic can't pay up.
Oh, dear. These things all seem complicated. After all, I only want my job to nurse people. Can't you leave me that and forget about the springs?
Miller, sometimes you amaze me. But don't worry about your job. Hey, you know, I've just about finished my analysis of this sample. I'll just pour this content in with this acid, and we shall see what we shall see.
This chemistry business is always good to me.
Yeah, sometimes it's a pain in the neck to me. I mean that literally. Just keeping a sharp eye on these reactions.
Well, I don't see what...
Miller.
Huh?
Look. Look at that.
At what?
Look, that reaction. My heavens, can I believe my eyes?
Would you mind telling me what this is? All I can see is some water in a long finger-like glass with a funny color to it.
Oh, so you see a funny color to it. And that reaction means that the water is poisoned.
But I thought you already knew that, Dr. Benson.
I knew that the water was poisonous. But I didn't know if it was the water that was poisonous or if the poison had been placed into the water in some way.
Oh.
That colored stuff you see in solution there is a kind of poison which I don't need to tell you. It's a kind of poison foreign to the spring water.
But all this... Well, I don't understand what difference it makes.
Just this, Miller. If the water itself is poisonous, we're all sunk. Mac, Mary, the new hotel, Daddy Stratford, Danny, the clinic. The whole town of Sanders, in fact. But if the poison was induced into the water from some other source... Why, don't you see? It's not the water at all. But somebody that's trying to poison it.
And that, Dr. Benson, seems to us to be a wise deduction on your part. Now it's up to you to discover the cause of the poison. Is it the bottle that's poisoned, or the water that's poisoned? We probably could give Dr. Benson several pointers on these matters, but we really shall have to wait and see if he finds it out for himself. Meantime, what is the bug in Danny's bonnet that has set him out on his own investigation? And what about Max, who says he would not stop until he got to the bottom of this strange condition? We shall hear more about these other angles in tomorrow's episode of The Life of Mary Southern, brought to you with the best wishes of the makers of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.